What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, March 23rd, 2020. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm back from vacation, tanned, rusted, and ready. It's been raining a lot out here. And I have a little bit of a husky voice today, but it's not coronavirus. And in any event, there's more than 6 feet separation between me and you. So you're going to be perfectly safe here. It's somewhat later in the show. I'm sure I'll just throw on a mask or something and everything's going to be just fine here. And we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And, of course, the first thing I noticed when I came on back here, turn on the corporate media. It's all coronavirus all the time, just all COVID-19. And I'm still kind of in this area of, you know, how serious is the virus really? Is this an overreaction? Are they using all of this coronavirus to not report on other things like the crashing economy? It was another bad day on the Dow. What's going on in the war zones? In fact, it was actually hard to find any news out there to talk about that wasn't coronavirus. So, if you're going to call into the show today, call in with stuff that's not coronavirus, because I don't know about you, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about it. I'm COVID-19'd up to here. Anyway, I think this first article we're going to talk about really kind of says it all. It's from statnews.com, and it says, a fiasco in the making. As the coronavirus pandemic takes hold, we are making decisions without reliable data. And that definitely is the situation here. Now, one of the camp where they say it's no big deal is they like to say, well, the flu is killing more people than COVID-19. That is no longer true. The COVID-19 deaths went past the flu deaths. I think it was sometime late yesterday. And the reason there were so many flu deaths is so many more people have the flu. But the flu's mortality rate is like half of 1%. And the mortality rate for COVID-19 here in the United States is 1.3%. Global average, it's 4%, 4.3%. ranging from a low of 0.4% up to a high of 9%, depending upon the quality of medical care available in the region. So it's all over the place here. But if the same number of people that have the flu had COVID-19, we'd be looking at over 1 million deaths now. So again, I got a nasty email the other day saying, you're part of the problem, you're out there fear-mongering. And no, I'm not. I don't want you to be afraid. I certainly don't want to start a panic, but I want people to be aware and concerned. And, you know, don't buy the store out of toilet paper. You've probably got more than you're going to need for a while anyway. In fact, I was joking with Claire the other day. We're going to start a new fundraising thing for whatreallyhappened.com. For every $1,000 donation to whatreallyhappened.com, you get a free roll of toilet paper. Claire didn't think that was going to work out too well, so there we are. So, but this article really comes down to it. They're quoting John P.A. Leonidas, he's from Stanford, and he's basically out there saying, we don't have good information. They're still working on the baseline information, and complicating it is that the COVID-19 continues to mutate. Before we went on vacation here, we were talking about how there were two strains. Well, now there's apparently multiple strains. And this is bad because we don't know what the properties of the new strains are. It's also good because it's allowing epidemiologists to try and trace exactly how COVID-19 is spreading around the globe, because they have all these different types. And they can say, well, we've got this type here, and it could only have come from over here. And so they're trying to work that out. But right now, we have more than 167 million Americans are under lockdown. Ohio and Louisiana ordered all residents to stay at home to slow the spread of coronavirus. Here in Indiana, Governor Holcomb has issued a stay-at-home order. It hasn't hit the mainstream media news yet, but it will. And if you think about it, you know, when was the last time you got a chance to save all of humanity by sitting on your rear end and watching TV all day? I mean, just think about that, this tremendous sacrifice that you're making for the betterment of all mankind. So anyway, the World Health Organization, which may have botched the initial lethality estimates, is now out there saying that lockdowns are actually a bad idea, saying that the lockdowns will stop or slow the spread of the disease and give everyone a false sense of security. So when the lockdowns come off, there could be a resurgence of COVID-19 later. That lockdowns are not going to get rid of the illness. It's slowing down the spread, that's for sure. But what are we going to do? Stay on lockdown for the rest of our lives? I don't think so. So the World Health Organization is saying there has to be more of a proactive approach to dealing with the virus. Now, Mike Ryan's the top emergency expert at the World Health Organization. He was in an interview on BBC yesterday, and he's saying countries can't merely lock down themselves to fight the outbreak. There has to be public health measures. And he's absolutely, absolutely right. And what we're seeing in a lot of countries, including the so-called industrialized advanced societies, we're caught off guard. And spending all the money on wars and Israel and transgender this and propping up Wall Street. And we got caught flat-footed on this one. We really did. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network and getting on back there. Let's see. Now, this is interesting. Everyone's developing apps for COVID-19. Poland came out with an app where you will take selfies of yourself to prove that you're self-quarantining, and if you don't, you get a visit from the police. And apparently there's another app from the health ministry in Great Britain saying it's called The Shield, and it allows people to be notified when they actually, this is from the Jerusalem Post, it allows people to identify when they've come in contact with a known coronavirus carrier and what they should do. And it's going to work, I suppose, up to a point, except for the fact that the latest indications are that as much as one-third of the people with COVID-19 don't know they have it. And they're not showing symptoms. So they're not going to the doctor. They're just going about their business thinking, I'm perfectly okay. And yet they're contagious here. Now, one of the aspects of COVID-19 is it apparently attacks the lungs, even in young patients. Now, there was this question being raised if a lot of the deaths attributed to the flu were actually COVID-19. And it turns out that if you do a CAT scan of the lungs, it's immediately apparent which one you're dealing with, because the flu does not do this kind of damage to the lungs. And so it's really nasty, and if you smoke or vape, it's even worse. Now, Harvey Weinstein tests positive for COVID-19. He's been moved away from Rikers. Apparently, there was a huge outbreak inside Rikers. And this was according to a local New Jersey newspaper, and was picked up by the New York Post. There was a story that was coming across the line just before we went to air saying that Harvey has not yet been told he tested positive. So it's going to be quite a shock if he reads about it in the New York Post, for example. Now, over in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel is now under quarantine. She got a vaccine shot from a doctor who tested positive for coronavirus, and that can be a real problem when the medical professionals themselves are potential carriers. In fact, I have a good friend who's still on Hawaii dealing with all kinds of medical issues, is in, you know, the advanced age group as I am, and visited his doctor and then found out after the visit the doctor had just come back from this medical conference where he was exposed to COVID-19. And now they're waiting to see if everybody develops symptoms. Anyway, Rand Paul is our first senator to contract COVID-19. He is also in quarantine. Congress is trying to do as much of their business as they can remotely, electronically. And they're still thrashing about with that, I guess we could call it a bailout, financial assistance bill here. the coronavirus package, and Nancy Pelosi, being Nancy Pelosi, has thrown a huge monkey wrench into this, because originally there was this bipartisan package was being put together that was going to provide low-cost loans to businesses to keep them going, because once the coronavirus is over, once COVID-19 is gone, we want to get the economy back on track. We want to get people back to work. But to get people back to work, we've got to have the companies still there. If the companies are all gone, it's just going to take that much longer to restart everything. So Nancy Pelosi got out there with the Democrats screaming about how, you know, too much money was going to corporations and businesses and not enough money was going to the workers. And what I think is really going on is right now polls are showing that the American people are supporting Donald Trump and what he's doing. They think he's doing a good job relative to the COVID-19 virus. And what the Democrats want to do is take that away from him. They want to say, we're not going to go with Trump's package. We have our own package, and we're going to pass it. And if the economy is saved, then they go into November saying, yes, we did this, the Democrats, not the Republicans. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. This coronavirus, whether the CIA created at Fort Detrick, Maryland, or Virginia, whatever, or it's organic. Now, the mayor of Chicago was a cabinet member, and he said, take advantage of any crisis. So we got a bad flu epidemic. So shutting down 60% of the economy will not only cause a recession, it will cause a depression that will make 1929 look like a cakewalk. Now what all, especially this government, and all governments are doing, is to take the stock market down and all the money, and then there'll be a cure, not a cure, because I wouldn't take a vaccine if they put a gun to my head. But it will subside, the market will go up, and all these people who lost their money can't buy in at a low price. That's the whole motivation of it. So stop parroting the damn mass media. It's governments, especially ours, that are perpetrating all this lies about this runaway coronavirus. Stop doing it. Blame the government and governments. They're doing it. Well, I've said my piece. You got anything to comment about it?
Well, right now, the stock market has lost one-third of its value off of its highs of just about a month and a half ago. And so we're getting awfully close to that halfway point you're talking about. But we've been overdue for a massive, massive correction for quite some time now. And it may be that they're going to blame it on the coronavirus rather than admit that private central banking, is a system that cannot perpetuate for very long without some kind of major crash every once in a while. There's even starting to be talk about a debt jubilee, which would be a really dramatic action. I'd like to see it happen to reset the system and start all over again. But in the end, we have to get away from private central banks that are allowed to create money out of thin air and then loan it into circulation at interest, because that can't last. Sooner or later, the debt reaches the point where there's a debt crisis. Now, experts were saying the debt crisis was going to hit somewhere around 2035, but it looks like it's accelerated and it's happening now.
Well, you had it straight about the correction. They had to take it down or it explode. But they can't keep this up. It will destroy the world. Not only this corrupt, treasonous, foul government of ours, but we're not Israel, and I'm sure as hell not political Israel. so we're not going to have this jubilee in 50 years. That isn't going to happen. They got a reverse jubilee for the powers that run this goddamn world, and that is the Jesuits. So what do you got to say to that?
Well, the whole idea of a jubilee is basically it is a reset. All debts are simply wiped on out. And I think there is no question that the American people and people around the world, especially in countries with private central banks, they're struggling with virtually unpayable debt. The United States debt can never be paid off. Congress pays the interest on the debt. They've never paid down the principal. The reality is that since Vietnam, had the government been making the same exact payments on the principal that they've made on the interest, the debt would have been paid off. But that's not the way private central banking wants to operate. Private central banking wants to keep the nation and its people perpetually in debt in order to just siphon off the real wealth of the nation.
That's right. And Evelyn D. Rothschild, or the Red Cross, Evelyn D. Red Cross, said that we are the Vatican's bank. That's what they said. And I can verify that and prove it. So this ain't no jubilee for good. It's a jubilee to just starve and kill and slay people on earth. Anyhow, I've said enough. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Well, same to you, Fred. Thanks. Phone call. We're going to let you go here. So the Democrats are standing firm against the bipartisan plan. They're trying to recast it and rebrand it as a GOP plan, as Trump's plan. We can't let Trump have a working plan, you know, because of November. And you know what's really angering me, especially about Nancy Pelosi? They're playing politics with people's fears. They're playing politics with people's lives. And they had a vote late last night that failed to go through the Senate because of the Democrats. They just had another vote just before we went to air. That one failed as well. And so you've got all these businesses and all these people out there who are saying, I need that little bit of assistance to make it through because the jobs are evaporating. We're looking at the potential of the government actually acknowledging that we've got a 30% unemployment rate. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, we could be looking at a real depression like 1929, possibly worse. And Congress is still playing politics. They're thinking about November and how do we make Trump look bad. All right, we're going to take another phone call here from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm so glad that you and Claire are okay. First off,
we are okay.
Well, that's really good to hear. I've been anticipating your coming back with greatly. But, Mike, I wanted to talk about, I guess your previous caller, which I didn't hear all of it, alluded to something about the Federal Reserve. And what with the way this crisis is going, and I agree with you, it's going to be worse than the Great Depression. There's no consumer debt is through the roof. Corporate debt is through the roof. What corporations survive? Governmental debt is through the roof at all levels, and with nobody having a job to be a tax base, no country overseas like China or Germany or whatever able to be an engine of recovery. It's just amazing. And the point I wanted to bring up was the Federal Reserve, how in their intervention, quote intervention, not only QE. Whatever this is, quantitative easing and printing money to the horizon and beyond. But they're buying up, when they say they're intervening on Wall Street, they're buying up every share on Wall Street. And all these companies that are going, belly up or near belly up, they can pick up for 20 cents on the dollar or whatever. And this, we're going to come out of here. You want me to hold?
Hold, Peter. We're going to come right back to you after these few words.
Here, Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth and a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking with Peter in Los Angeles about the economy. And you're right. The Federal Reserve's idea of helping out the economy is to create instant money out of thin air. And then... buy up stock, buy up treasury bonds. And you're right. Countries on the other side of the world, they're not going to loan this country any more money. We're up to our eyeballs in debt. Now, debt that you have voluntarily incurred, you know, you buy a car, you buy a house and so forth. You know, that is something that you have a moral obligation to. A big part of the debt, though, that we're all dealing with is debt run up by the government without our permission. And it's for that reason that I think a jubilee would be a really good idea at this point.
I think it's the only way, Mike. But to, just to further that last point was that they're buying up the stocks. They're printing money. They're buying up stocks. They're intervening big time in the stock exchange and everywhere else. What this boils down to is they're recapitalizing, Mike. They're debasing the dollar, retaining liquidity, but they're also... buying everything. When this is over, if hopefully when this is over, they'll own everything. They will own everything, and they will have picked it up for 20 cents on the dollar.
Pennies on the dollar. Pennies on the dollar. Because you know they're not even spending money on ink and paper. They just type a new number into the computer, and that's their new wealth.
That's exactly what's going on. And so we're going to have a completely new ownership of this country when this is over. And I want to point out one thing that you've already said about the Jubilee. Since there will be no businesses, and if anybody out there is, when do they think they're going to buy their next car, for instance, or when do they think they're going to go to a restaurant that may survive, but will have to reconfigure? And if its occupancy is 150, maybe now it's 50, and they have to figure, can they make an economic, make it viable with 50? All these businesses have to reconfigure. But nevertheless, the Jubilee is absolutely important, and there's two things we can do to correct this and to be an engine for recovery. The first one is the Jubilee, ending the Federal Reserve so we don't have to pay interest on every dollar printed. End that immediately, and then end the wars, call everybody back, and put all that money into recovery. That's the only way that we can jumpstart this and get any traction at all.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Earlier today, I was watching a commercial on TV for a local car dealership. And, you know, auto loans are now 7 years long. And that's how they can offer, you know, $300 a month for this. Whatever. And by the way, these were used cars. 7 year loan on a used car. And they're saying still under warranty, you know, really good. They've been refurbished. They've been inspected and all the rest of that stuff. But 7 years, that's longer than low-end cars are designed to last. If you get back into that planned obsolescence, the low-end cars are designed to last just 5 years. So you're going to be paying for the car loan for 2 years after the car is no longer drivable.
And Mike, with this debasement of the economy, at the same time they're buying up all the stock exchange, they know they're debasing the dollar like it's a bar of soap in a shower that gets less viable every day, less big every day. What they're doing is recapitalizing. They're going to be recapitalizing with everything that they're buying up on the exchanges, all the businesses that they're buying up, and all the repossessions, which inevitably are going to happen because you can't even get money out of your mortgage anymore. Housing prices have tanked completely. And so there's no engine for money except what you and I have just talked about that I am aware of. And we're going to come out of here with them being the complete owners of everything.
Yes.
So
George Carlin was right.
Yeah, well, you know, he sure was. Wish he were around now. I could use a lap, I'll tell you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mike, that's it. I'm sure there's tons of people calling, and I want to hear from them as well. So, listen, all the best.
Yes, I'm sure they will be. I'm sure they will
well,
be.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And something I forgot to mention at the top of the show, there's been a rearranging of the schedules here at Republic Broadcasting Network. And my show has gone from 3 hours to 2 hours, 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time. And that allows John Stadmiller and his show to come on an hour early. And there have been some other changes to the schedule as well. And you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and find out where your favorite hosts are. In the new schedule. Okay, so Mitch McConnell is understandably irate after the Senate Democrats voted down the emergency coronavirus package. And again, they're playing politics. They're playing politics with people's fears. I think it's going to backfire on them because we're going to go into November with people losing their businesses and homes. And I know there's a moratorium on foreclosures and so forth. But people are still going to go into November saying we had a chance to have the government actually give us back some of our money, although it's, in most cases it's actually a loan, and the Democrats blocked it. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. Turn us on the air, 800-313-443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We were talking about how the Democrats stalling on the Coronavirus Emergency Relief Act may come back to haunt them. You know, and again, they're playing politics. We got to make sure that Trump can't take credit for recovering the economy. And even over at the Huffington Post, they're saying the Democrats' response to the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak has been disastrous. The other issue, of course, it has to do with this emergency relief package is just how much are going to corporations and corporations that may not actually need the money. Now, they're already saying that individuals who are making $99,000 a year or more will not be getting checks, which I think is perfectly reasonable. If you're making that kind of money, you've probably got a good savings account or other investments, although your 401k is probably not doing very well right now. The Dow closed 582 down. But the word crony capitalism is creeping back into the dialogue here, saying that there are going to be corporations that are going to take advantage of the situation just to help themselves to some of that money. And already we're getting a huge line of companies demanding bailouts. Even the ADL is demanding a bailout. So now Nancy Pelosi has come on out saying that Trump should assume dictatorial powers now. Now, what she's actually talking about is getting President Trump to invoke the Defense Production Act, which he's pretty much already done. And they're taking these companies that their manufacturing pipelines are similar to what is needed to produce face masks and ventilators and so forth. And, you know, basically getting them to do that, to make the face masks, make ventilators, to make other medical supplies. There was one interesting story came by where this distillery has started voluntarily making hand sanitizers and handing them out to the first responders, which, by the way, little safety tip, if you're going to clean and sterilize your hands before you cook, use soap and water, because commercial hand sanitizers, there's a lot of alcohol, and apparently there have been a couple of incidents where people will sanitize themselves, go to cook, and set off a fire. So just be careful. We're going to take another phone call. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, people are wondering about the scope of this debt jubilee. Are their mortgages going to get wiped out where they don't have to pay them anymore and they got ownership of their home? Is their car payment going to get wiped out? Is their credit card debt going to get wiped out? Is student loans going to get wiped out? How far is that going to take us?
Well, nobody really knows. I mean, they're just now starting to talk about the debt jubilee. And, pardon me, they haven't really gone into details as to what it will entail. My guess is it would be partial. I think a lot of people would like to see the student debt wiped out so that these students, these graduates, can become a functioning part of the economy. Obviously, the bankers and the credit companies and everything are going to be opposed to this idea. They've got us on that giant barbed debt hook, and they don't want us to wiggle off.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to mention is they're talking about letting these prisoners go, and they're talking about letting the ICE people go all over the country. The illegal aliens until they get their cases, you know, just like before. They let them go into society and they never showed back up. But
no,
with
that's,
our country locked
that's,
down.
That's not happening. The illegals who are already inside the country, yeah, they're just sort of wandering around. But Trump has closed that border, and the illegals and the refugees are being turned back now. Because we don't know how many of these people coming in are carrying diseases like coronavirus or worse.
Right, but don't they have all these people in these ICE detention centers now that they're talking about letting go? And if they do, you know, we're all locked down in our houses here in the States, or California anyway, and the other states, and it's going to get worse. This thing is logarithmically getting worse every day, every week. Now, we're going to be locked down. They're going to let all these people go out of these ICE detention centers all over the country that are already there, that are, you know, already inside the country. And where are they going to go? They're just going to go out in the street? You know, some have families, but most of them probably don't. I don't know about if that's a good idea or not.
Well, I think the alternative is keeping them all together in the detention centers where they would be much more likely to contract COVID-19 because of the close quarters.
Yeah, what are they going to do roaming around the streets of America, you know, while the rest of us are locked in our houses?
Well, as you said, many of them do have families, and, you know, I would hope that they don't join the homeless population. Frankly, I have to be very honest, I would kind of hope that looking at the COVID-19 situation, that many of them might simply decide to go back to where they came from.
Yeah, well, the homeless population is starting to rent these hotels and all these other things to get them off the street, I think. People are wondering about, you know, if they do this jubilee, what's going to happen to their Medicare and their Social Security and their military retirement and their disability checks and all that kind of stuff. It's all remains to be seen, I guess, you know.
Well, like I said, they're talking about a debt jubilee, which I'm not sure that you would consider Medicare and Social Security to be debts owed by the people. They're obligations by the government to return to us money that was already ours. But again, they're talking about debt jubilee, but nobody's talking details yet. And again, the bankers are definitely going to be opposed to this.
Right, and the bankers, the banks are in trouble too, but we had a guy come on, it's the head of the Federal Reserve in Minneapolis on TV last night, and he says, we're committed to supporting the banks, so don't anybody worry about the banks, and we're obligated through Congress to support the banks. And the guy asked him, does that mean printing money? And he says, yes, we're obligated to do that. Well, that's going to trigger wild inflation.
Yes.
And then when that happens, are these businesses going to be able to come back that are closed down now? That'll run a lot of them out. And is the average person going to be able to buy food? And that's all this stuff is so up in the air that nobody really knows the answer to these questions. That we just got to wait and see what happens.
I'll tell you this. First of all, I'm not particularly worried about the banks or the bankers. I'm worried about ordinary American people. And the reality is that despite this infinite supply of instantly created money, they're not able to keep the stock market up. It's still going down. Fortunes are being lost. People's 401ks are being wiped out. And, you know, I've been saying for a long time, the United States might be headed to a Soviet Union stock collapse. This may be the beginning of it.
Right. And what happens then? We got martial law coming in and they're going to get rid of the Constitution. This got everything the globalists want. You know, they want to be able to control the people. What better way than have this happen? Anyway, we'll just have to wait and see. Okay, Mike, thank you. I'll let the next guy get in.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And to be very honest, I think this situation where the economy is heading into the Al-Qaeda and we have a plague sweeping across the nation, I think people are going to be a lot less controllable than the globalists would like. We're going to go back to the phones here to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Good to have you back. Yeah, what's on my mind is, let's call this what it really is. It's called the Red Communist Chinese Wu Flu, Flu Man Flu. I wanted it to be called the Chinese Communist Flu, the Red Flu. It should be called the Red Commie Flu. But anyway, you know, Michael, next month is the real telltale month of everything, because you remember you have David Koresh, you had all these stuff, Taliban, everything happened in April. I think around April 13th, around that week, you're going to see something, a worldly event that we haven't even talked about yet. That's going to take place. This Corona nonsense, yeah, it is, you know, people are dying because they're 80. Most of the people are in their 80s. They're very sick as it is. They have, you know, their immune systems have gone down quite a bit. Smoking cigarettes, most of the people in Italy and all that. So, yeah, there's people dying. It's a horrible thing. But let's look at the big picture here. Michael, you're talking, these Democrats are the same thing that the people are, what's going on in China. They're communists. Most of these Democrats in that demon rat party are commies. Or they're full-blown leftists. They want the new Green Deal. That's what this is all about, the new Green Deal. Is they want this Green Deal. And that Ocasio-Cortez is giving orders, barking orders to Pigs Pelosi. And you got that, what's the guy from Carolina, the black guy? He's giving orders to the whole party. What's his name? Can't think of his name right now. The name? The guy that helped Biden out?
Oh, I'm blanking on it as well.
I know, I blanked on it. He's barking orders out. And even though Biden's going to lose South Carolina, it's like this guy is a great savior, and he let them put a promised land to Democrats. These Democrats are nothing but blowhard communists, Michael, and their agenda and everything they're trying to perpetrate on the American public is absolutely disgusting. Okay, Trump has done, you know, all 3 years this guy Trump has had his hands tied, and he still comes out punching and knocking them out, and. You know, I hear some of your callers calling, oh, what is Trump? Trump's done more. Can you imagine if Hillary is running this show right now, Michael? Or any of Biden, that bumbling 98-year-old brain, Joe Biden? The guy's
yes.
Got the brain of a pickle. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, these people go out, oh, well, Uncle Joe's a perv. The guy's sick as they come. And it's unbelievable that people will vote for this guy. Trump they're doing everything and anything they can to take Trump out of power. And you like you were saying, Michael, they want to collapse this economy like they did in Russia. But they want to crush the capitalist economy, and it will never happen. No way. Not with the documents we have by our founding fathers. It won't happen. With the gun, you're a citizen. Without the gun, you're a subject. And, you know, it's not going to happen here. I don't care what anybody says. And you know what? All these different ethnic groups, they're all come to realize what the better choice is come election day. If we even have election this year, we might not. The Olympics has been postponed, I heard, for a year. They're postponing the Olympics. So that's just, you know, what they're trying to do. Let's get to the real truth of this. This is a red communist Chinese takeover, and McCarthy warned us about this 60 years ago, Joe McCarthy. This was going to happen.
Yes.
With Hollywood, with the Democrat Party, he was telling everybody, and nobody wanted to listen. They thought the guy was a kook, and he wasn't no kook. He knew everything was happening back in those days, and it's happening today. And I got to say this, Michael. You know, just watching what's going to happen with, like, in April with Taliban and Jim Jones and all that stuff took care in place in the month of April, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, so I think that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a big show going down in April. And as far as immigration, Michael, you never heard any of these media talking heads try to correct Biden when he debated Bernie the last time, saying, oh, there's 11 million here. Hell, there's 8 million alone in California. There's 40 million according to OAN News. And, you know, Michael, and one more thing I want to leave you with this thought. I want your listeners to hear this. And then I want to get the taxes real quick. In California, you got 108. What I saw, you got 188,000 homeless. And now they're bringing them in gymnasiums and all that. But let me ask you a question: where are all these illegals living at in California? 8 million. Where do they live?
I imagine they're
you got
sharing homes.
188,000 Americans, like sharing homes. Okay, so I guess they're putting 20 people per home. Is that how it works? On one bathroom,
like
three bedrooms.
Something like that. We had a problem. Out in Hawaii. You know, where there'd be a single family house, and they'd have like about 14 people in there.
Well, we have that here in South Florida with the Haitian community. We have that big time here, Michael. That's big all over South Florida. There'll be 15, 20 people living in one house, three bedroom, two bath house. Ain't no lie. There'll be 15 cars in the front yard. You have to come believe it. You have to see it to believe it. I mean, it's an immigration. I still don't say, you know, Trump should be sending the whole military to the southern border and seal that thing off completely. It should be completely sealed off. I haven't seen that yet. And as far as I wanted to get this too, Michael, with taxes, you know, the state of New York, New Jersey, and all these blue states, they're taxed to death. I think they're one of the reasons they're maybe doing this corona crap is because they think they're paying too much tax. Remember, the red states weren't paying the taxes that these blue states were paying. You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
This was like a ploy. This is a ploy by the Demon Rat Party and the leftist communist media in this country to destroy the majority in this country. Absolutely. That's what it's about. You know, I got to tell you this. If it came down to one single group as a majority to vote, you got white women, you got white men, you got black men, you got Chinese men, you got all these groups. Yes, the white woman would have probably the majority of the vote. They probably would. And who's the ones they try to attack to switch over and go against their male counterparts? The white woman. 90% of the white males will vote for Trump, but you got maybe 50% of the white women will vote for the Democrat. And that's how the media manipulates these women to going against their counterparts. It's crazy. It really is.
Well, that's their right to do. But if you have, you know, the man voting one way and the woman voting the other, they kind of null themselves out. So I don't know that it's really a significant problem.
Well, yeah, I hope you're right. I noticed next election, whenever it does take place, it's gonna be really the unwinding of the country. What way is it gonna go? Either gonna go the righteous way, or it's gonna go into decadence and decay. That's all I can say about this, because you know, these people with this mindset on these leftist Democrats. They never get nothing done. They're a bunch of flunkies in my book. They're flunkies, Michael. And they're lying, conniving, cheating, and stealing. Yeah, you got some Republicans. I'm not going to kid. You got some rhinos in there. Pretty bad. And, you know, couple of them need to step down that are trying to, you know, manipulate the market and all that. I understand all that, but come on, we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg with these Democrats, what they get away with. It's unbelievable. So, and then, you know what? Until I see one of these, until I see a Republican Party actually by one of these major news networks like ABC, NBC, or CBS, they're going to control the narrative for the next 50 years. He who controls the media will control the mind. It's exactly what's been happening. That commie Ted Turner and Jane, commie Hanoi Jane said the same thing. She's the one that gave him the idea. Hanoi Jane. So, you know what, Mike, let's see what happens. I hope the Democrats don't pass this bill in the next week, because there'll be pandemonium, I can tell you that. You want to hold on?
Actually, Tom, I'm going to let you go. The phone lines are absolutely full right now, so if you're trying to call in, you don't get an answer. Wait until a couple more calls filter through, and then you'll be able to get through. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. What's on my mind is Fauci is a liar, and he's a liar by lying to us by omission. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there's already a form of quiodine that's already available to the public, and you don't need a prescription for it. It's in the Canada Dry tonic water with the yellow label. Already has quiodine in it. So everybody stop panicking and looking for a vaccine when we have the drug already available to us. It's in the Canada Dry tonic water. That's
well,
why it's there.
The drug that you're trying to prescribe for this thing, it's not chemically exactly the same as the quinine in the tonic water. I mean, it certainly would be worth for somebody to take a look if just straight quinine would have an effect, because quinine is effective against malaria, which is a protozoa infection, and for, surprisingly turns out to at least be somewhat efficacious against the COVID-19. Of course, we know the pharmaceutical companies aren't going to say, hey, you can cure yourself with tonic water. They want to sell you a product here, but it definitely would be worth taking a look.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make any take-home medical claims here, but all I'm saying is everybody, they want to stick something in your arm at the end of this. We can take care of ourselves with the things that's already naturally here. And, you know, it's that, and I was going to say zinc as well, because zinc is amazing. And if people want to, like, do a little bit of a research project, type in zinc and corona or zinc and cancer. I mean, zinc is an amazing, amazing thing. And quinine and zinc work wonderfully together. You know, that's what the quinine does, is it makes your body, it forces your body to move the zinc to the infection or to the virus. And it actually surrounds it. And it's almost like, it's really cool to watch. It almost looks like it actually, it electrifies it or electrocutes it. It's kind of crazy under a microscope what it looks like. But I just wanted to tell people there is hope out there. You don't have to give your money to these big pharmaceuticals. There's things out there already in the public. I mean, that's, you know, I just was thinking there's things out there that can help us. We don't have to rely on the CDC and big pharma or anything like that. Just open your eyes up a little bit. There's things out there.
We've had CDC and Big Pharma, you know, declaring guns to be a public health emergency and fighting racism. And they really have sort of wandered off the reservation of taking care of the public health. Nobody's dealing with the obesity epidemic, which is actually caused by chemicals that food manufacturers put in the food. And again, it's all politics here. All right. So, Kevin, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And I'm certainly going to be drinking tonic water. I'm not going to make a claim that it's going to prevent me from getting COVID-19, but I happen to like tonic water here. All right, we're going to start with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I'm going to have to take you through the station identification. Oh, actually, there's the music. We're going to do station identification, then we're going to do Dustin in New Jersey. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.